AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Now that the leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi, is dead, U.S. Central Command's General Frank McKenzie says he wasn't as famous as his predecessor, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
I can assure you that he was every bit as evil and every bit as committed to attacks on the United States and our partners. In fact, while Baghdadi was iconic and a philosopher figure in ISIS, this guy was actually far more of an operational planner and a director of operations.
The Pentagon says al-Qureshi blew himself up in Syria during a raid by U.S. forces. The Pentagon says Russia had an elaborate plot to stir tensions with Ukraine.
One option is the Russian government, we think, is planning to stage a fake attack by Ukrainian military or intelligence forces against Russian sovereign territory or against Russian-speaking people. To therefore justify their action.
John Kirby at the Pentagon says the scheme included production of a graphic propaganda video that would show staged explosions and use corpses and actors depicting grieving mourners. The U.S. has not provided detailed information backing up the intelligence findings. Texas is getting hit with another ice storm. The last time Texas got ice, there were big problems with the power grid. This time, Governor Greg Abbott says
the Texas electric grid is the most reliable and resilient that it's ever been.
More than 200,000 homes are without power. Heavy snow is expected from the southern Rockies to northern New England. Authorities say a man opened fire on a Greyhound bus in Oroville, California, killing a woman and wounding four others before he was arrested naked inside a nearby Walmart. A civil rights attorney representing his family says a man shot and killed by Minneapolis police executing a search warrant in a homicide investigation did not live in the apartment the SWAT team raided. This is AP News. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits is falling again.
After 3 weeks of jobless claims rising in tandem with the Omicron surge in COVID-19 cases, the number has now dropped 2 weeks in a row. The Labor Department reports 238,000 Americans applied for jobless aid last week, down by 23,000. With the ups and downs, however, the four-week average edged up again. It's now at 255,000. A total of 1.6 million Americans were collecting jobless aid the week that ended January 22nd. Earlier this week, the Labor Department reported employers had posted 10.9 million jobs on the last day of December, far higher than pre-pandemic levels. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A deadly batch of cocaine circulating in Argentina appears to have been laced with a synthetic opioid, and police are scrambling to get as much of it off the streets as they can. Authorities say 20 people have died from the contaminated cocaine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.